Greetings, dear friends, in that precious and worthy name, the name of God's Son and our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. To have a false view about Him is to have a wrong view about everything else throughout the universe. Or we can express it this way, to have a poor apprehension or a poor appreciation for the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ is to be a poverty-stricken Christian. Once again, it's my privilege to invite you to join with me as we open God's Word and consider Paul's inspired writings to the believers at Colossae. Contrary to the opinion of some, even some professed theologians, the Bible is the Word of God. The Bible is God's revelation from Himself to us. It is His personal love letter to us to tell us of His gift of love, the Lord Jesus Christ. Of it, we are taught that all Scripture is God-breathed. All Scripture, even from Genesis to Revelation, is given by God the Holy Spirit. We read first from 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 21. Listen carefully. For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. And then Paul to Timothy, 2 Timothy chapter 3, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect or mature, thoroughly furnished unto all good work. Thus, when you hear that the Gospels carry more weight than the epistles, or someone implies that some of it is more important than others, or if someone says that the Bible contains the Word of God, friend, be careful of them. The Bible says that all Scripture is God-breathed. We accept it all, Genesis to Revelation, or it must all be rejected. For who has a right, the knowledge, the authority to say which portions are inspired and which are not? All Scripture is inspired, is God-breathed, is God's message and revelation to us. And again, the Word of God is alive, it's powerful, it's sharp, it's able to make you wise unto salvation, it's able to keep you from sin. When Paul wrote the Colossians, he was warning them of the heresy of the Gnostics. We've mentioned these folks in several previous broadcasts, how they were demeaning or making little of who the Lord Jesus was. They were making Him something less than the God of eternity. And Paul wrote, under the inspiration of God the Holy Spirit, and he expressed the mind of God to us as he was led, as he was borne along, the Scripture says, by God the Holy Spirit. Today, He will not lead anyone to go contrary to the Bible. After all, it was God the Holy Spirit who authored the Bible through holy men of old. And He, that is God the Holy Spirit, will not now give you contrary leadership or advice to what He inspired years ago by these men of God. For an example, there's Romans 1. Paul, under the inspiration of God the Holy Spirit, he wrote to the Romans. And in that particular chapter, he condemns immorality, sexual impurities, especially the abnormal, or what we're hearing so much about today, the homosexual. God's stamp of judgment is upon this sin. Yet there are those people today, claiming to represent God, who tell us that folks such as this, or they're just made that way. Or they tell us they have a right to their own preference, and we should accept them for what they are. Friend, that's just a bunch of garbage, because it's contrary to the Word of God. And that which disputes God's Word, that which goes contrary to God who cannot lie, is a lie itself, and might I say a diabolical lie. It's ridiculous. It's as ridiculous to say of these people as it is to say about a thief Well, that's just his turn. That's the way he is, and he can't stop stealing. Or to take in a murderer and say, look, don't hold it against him. That's the way he is. He just can't stop killing. That's just the way God made him. And so let's love him and accept him and take him right into the local fellowship of the church and acknowledge that they're just a little different from us. Well, my Bible tells me in Ephesians 4:28, let him that stole steal no more. And as we read in Colossians 2 and 6, our passage for today, let me just read it to you. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. Friend, I want to tell you that when a person is born again, when an individual experiences the new birth, whether they've been a thief or a murderer or guilty of these immoral acts that Romans 1 tells us about and Romans 1 condemns, when an individual experiences the power of Jesus Christ coming into his heart and life, he becomes a new creature in Christ. And he doesn't have to continue on as a pervert, as a murderer, as a thief, or anything else. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things become new. And we don't accept people in their sin. The Lord Jesus does. He tells them, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. I'll give you rest. There's no sin so great but what he can forget it. If you'll come with all your guilt, all your need, just as you are, the hymn says, and cast it at the feet of the Lord Jesus, even at those nail-scarred feet. He bid you come with his nail-scarred hands. He died. He was buried. He arose again the third day. Now, that doesn't mean that everybody's going to heaven. Everybody's going to heaven who experiences new birth. Everybody is going to heaven who come to the Lord Jesus and receive his forgiveness, his cleansing, the gift of eternal life, the salvation that was paid for in full, in total at Calvary. And because you have come as a guilty rebel, he's made you a new creature, please notice where, in Christ. And because you are in Christ, Paul tells these believers in Colossians, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. He doesn't say, as ye have therefore been baptized, as ye have therefore joined the church, as ye have therefore become religious. No, as ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord. Notice his entire title, his entire name is here in Colossians chapter 2 and verse 6. It's not just the easy believism, but it's a matter of acknowledging Jesus Christ as your own Lord, Master, Savior, Redeemer, and accepting him or receiving him. Once you have done that, walk in him. We read from Ephesians chapter 2, for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Notice that now. You won't be able to get to heaven and brag about it. You know, some folks think if they do the best they can and keep some of the Ten Commandments and do a little charity and give a little of their money to the church and this type of thing, God will look upon their good deeds and weigh them and say, well, they've done a little more good than they have bad, so I'll let them in. Again, nothing to it. It's by grace through faith. It's a gift of God. It's not of works. For if you could even work one iota of your salvation, you'd be prone to brag about it when you get to glory. But our theme throughout eternity will be singing praises unto him who loved us and loosed us from our sins in his own precious blood. Hallelujah, what a Savior. But so much for 8 and 9. I want to press on into verse 10. Remember, Colossians 2, 6. So walk ye in him. And 2:10 says, for we are his workmanship created. Again, notice where? In Christ Jesus. Created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them. Friend of mine, we're not saved by the work we do. We're saved by the grace of God through the work that the Lord Jesus did at Calvary. And he says, I cannot work. No, he doesn't say. We must say, I cannot work my soul to save, for that my Lord hath done. But I will work like any slave for love of God's dear Son. We're not saved by our good works. No, we're saved by the work of Calvary unto good works, ordained that we should walk in them. Walk as he walked. Note verse 7, if you will. rooted and built up in Him and established in the faith, as ye have been taught, abounding with thanksgiving, or letting your heart overflow with thanksgiving. I want to just take these few moments that are left and consider with you some of the truth that we find in this verse 7, rooted and built up in Him, established in the faith. This verse is another one that is rather difficult to understand. The apostle seems to change his figures of speech almost more rapidly than we can follow. He first uses an expression from agriculture, then one from architecture. The expression rooted refers to what took place at the time of our conversion. It is as if the Lord Jesus' expression. We believe that the word established might also be translated confirmed. And the thought is that this is a process that goes on continually through the Christian life. The Colossians had been taught the fundamentals of Christianity by Epaphras. You remember we considered him earlier in our study of this book. As they continued on in the Christian pathway, these precious truths would be continually confirmed in their hearts and lives. Conversely, 2 Peter 1:9 indicates that failure to progress in spiritual life results in doubt and loss of the joy and blessings of the gospel. Paul concludes this description with the words, abounding therein with thanksgiving. He does not want the Christians to be coldly doctrinal, but he wants their hearts to be captivated by the marvelous truths of the gospel, so that they in turn will overflow in praise and thankfulness to our Lord Jesus Christ. Thanksgiving for the blessings of Christianity is a wonderful antidote against the poison of false doctrine. There was much false doctrine in Paul's day, and it is rampant in our world today. One translator renders that verse as follows: be like trees fast rooted, like buildings steadily rising, feeling His presence about you, and even unshaken in your faith, and overflowing with thanksgiving. I trust, friend of mine, today that you are in Christ, that you have been created in Christ Jesus unto good works, and now being rooted and built up, you have been established in the faith, and therefore you can abound with thanksgiving. If this is not your blessed experience, if we can be of help, call us today. And may the Lord bless you for His name's sake. Amen.